Rano and Kolsky on ESPN 1320. Live from our sister station in San Francisco, you're listening to Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, and Matt Kolsky on ESPN 1320 Sacramento.
Back here on 95.7 The Game with 49ers tackle Mike McGlinchey, and it took him all of 2 years to reach the Super Bowl. Congratulations, Mike. What took so long? Be honest.
I don't know. It seems like we've been waiting forever for this. No, in all seriousness, this is crazy. The success that we've had this year is obviously earned, but yet, you know, you always have to have a little bit of luck too. And we've had an unbelievable season, and it's only going. I'm spoiled only having to wait 2 years to get into this. To the Super Bowl.
We're really looking forward to figuring out what you guys are doing to get ready for this week, but we got to look backwards at what you guys just did to the Green Bay Packers. Today, their head coach was talking about how they weren't tough enough. I mean, he's on the record saying he was surprised by the soft nature of the way the Packers played in that game. And I'm not looking for you to put your cigarette out in the middle of their forehead, but when did you guys know that that game was going to border on almost easy? For what it looked that way, anyways.
I think after the start of the second quarter or so, when we had gotten back to back drives into the end zone, and saw the way that our defense had been responding, you kind of had a feeling like, oh man, this is gonna open it up. But then there's always that feeling in the back of your head too that we all talked about at halftime. You know, this game isn't over. Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback, and by having him, they always have a shot. And luckily, our defense continued to play well, and our offense continued to play well, and put some final nails in the coffin, and had ourselves a day.
Is that the same way you're approaching Kansas City? Because Patrick Mahomes has been the most dynamic quarterback this year. And creates situations that teams don't normally see. I mean, so is the mind frame sort of, well, yes, but they've got Aaron Rodgers times two or times three?
I'm sure it's going to be the exact same feeling. I mean, obviously the game plan stuff is up to the coaches, and especially, and I really won't know what the hell the defensive game plan is, but I know on offense we've done a lot of different things well and have a lot of different tools in our toolbox for that. It's not just Patrick Mahomes either. They're in the Super Bowl for a reason. They have a really complete football team, and it's going to be an exciting opportunity to compete on the highest stage.
Mike, when you guys are dominating at the line of scrimmage like that, obviously you're waiting for the defense to make an adjustment. Did the Packers not make that adjustment? Or was that adjustment not enough to slow down a prolific running afternoon? What did you see from them that didn't work for them?
Well, that's the thing with them. I think they're a defense that does so many different things with different personnel groupings and different defensive structures. They play a lot of different fronts and a lot of different coverages and all that kind of stuff. And by being able to be prepared for that kind of unpredictability that the Packers have had, I think we were in preparation for the whole game because they always try to throw something at you, something that you haven't seen on film, and things that we did well were just our base stuff and changed a little bit for those kind of moments. And they were kind of out of answers. And it always felt when we're executing the way that we were and like you said, we controlled the line of scrimmage the entire game, and it makes it really, really difficult to stop what we do if we can do that.
So talking about what it is that you do, we hear a ton about Kyle Shanahan's zone blocking scheme. If you had to break down for a layperson, this is what we're doing that makes our blocking special for the run game in particular, what sets Kyle Shanahan apart in that respect?
Well, I think one thing that's different is how varying it can be. Kyle does a great job of making what we think, what is the same thing to us and base rules to us look completely different to the defense. And I think that really makes it really hard for defenses because they see their eyes are seeing so many different things that they weren't prepared for. And the second thing is that I think the way that we execute and block the zone running games is different than everybody else too. A lot of teams that do outside zone and all that kind of stuff go very laterally and shoot side to side rather than get movement. And Kyle is a firm believer that there's no reason that you shouldn't be doing both at the same time. So we stretch targets, we go downhill through people, we come off the ball. It's a kind of old school approach, but it's been really, really successful for us this year.
Mike McGlinchey here on 95.7 The Game. 49ers tackle off to the Super Bowl in Miami. What was it like to be on the field at Levi's? Confetti everywhere, fans going crazy. I mean, that's the night I think Levi's was really born, and this stadium's been around for a while.
Yeah, I think it was incredible. The faithful were really, really supportive, and they have been all year. They've done a great job of turning that place into a pretty hard place to play football. And when we were rolling, they were rolling, and the atmosphere was incredible. And to have it be the NFC Championship game on top of all of that, it's just really, really cool. We capitalized on a great opportunity, and we could feel their energy the entire time.
Do you have any family out with you?
Yeah, I had about 20 people staying at my house last week. So it's been a lot of fun. I mean, this ride has been crazy, and it's something that I want my family to be a part of. And, hopefully we'll have many more opportunities like this down the road, but you never know.
20 people at the house. How many Super Bowl tickets are you requesting?
just about that. So we'll be all right. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out all that planning this week, and then hopefully everything will be taken care of by the time we get to Miami.
How exhaustive will the pass blocking work this week be, since you basically had none to do this year?
We'll be okay. We do remember how to pass block, for sure.
Yeah. The other question is, how many times have you gotten the Super Bowl experience lecture about, you know, how to handle tickets, you know, how to, you know, separate the idea of playing in the Super Bowl from most normal games? I mean, how many times have you had that lecture, and do you know it by heart already?
We kind of have a good feeling of what that's supposed to be about. We've gotten it quite a bit, and our team has done an unbelievable job of making sure that we can have that executed and taken care of. Our organization is extremely generous with what they've been doing for us and the time that they're giving to us for preparation and help that they're giving us for our families. It's a cool once-in-a-lifetime experience for everybody that's associated with the players and coaches of this team, but it's the biggest moment of our careers for us. So it is a matter of managing those distractions, because it's really hard for people to understand what this means to the people that are competing in it. And, you know, they just want to soak up the fun, but you got to make sure that that's managed. And that could be something that decides who wins the Super Bowl.
As Ray sort of mentioned, Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't had a ton to do over the last couple weeks, and that has led to a lot of people in the media and even some other players from other teams questioning whether he'll be able to, you know, is there any reason to have faith in him, is something I've heard repeatedly over the last couple days. Assuming that you have great faith in your quarterback, why do you believe in Jimmy Garoppolo?
One, he's the best guy ever, and he's unbelievable. He prepares unbelievably. He's cool, calm, and collected in those big moments. And two, and most importantly, of his track record, like four or five different times this year, he's come through in the clutchest of ways. And I don't know what games people have been watching. Obviously, the last two are the most nationally recognized games because of the playoffs, but I mean, if you go back over to our 16-game regular season, Jimmy Garoppolo shows up all over that tape, and he's won us huge playoff-like games in New Orleans and Seattle, beaten Arizona with his arm twice because of the way the game worked out the game fell on his shoulders completely in those two games, and in other ways and multiple other times throughout the year as well. So. We have the utmost confidence in Jimmy. I don't know why everybody keeps, you know, bashing him or not believing in him, because he's done it time and time again. But that doesn't matter. You know, we're gonna take what we have and what we know we have, and a great quarterback in Jimmy down there to Miami, and hopefully get our jobs done.
Mike McGlinchey on 95.7 The Game. Did you get a Jimmy Garoppolo Dreamy Beefcake shirt that Kittle was wearing?
No, I don't know where those. I didn't know those were in circulation. I'll need to find a couple of those because they're pretty sweet.
I mean, don't you think if Jimmy were a little uglier, the media would be easier on him? I think we got a lot of jealous people.
Yeah, I mean he's not one to show that off himself, so we'll do it. I guess George is trying to do it for him.
Yeah, how is it that neither Garoppolo nor Kittle thought to take care of their teammates on this? That seems like a lack of leadership to me.
I'm sorry?
How come you didn't get a T-shirt? How come there weren't T-shirts at every chair? I mean, that seems like poor planning.
Well, I think, one, it started as an inside joke with the two of them, and they were just playing. Because I think George had said that Jimmy came out in some other shirt of with George on it. So I think it was just a little bit more of a payback situation. I will have a word with George about how disappointed we all are to not have that kind of shirt sitting in our locker.
I mean, they've had time to adjust. It's not hard to make a shirt.
It's not. I guess it's not that hard, but it is. It is inconvenient. So, I guess maybe George didn't. Maybe he's a little selfish on that regard. I don't know.
Maybe that's one of those Super Bowl distractions you guys were warned against.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know about that, but it's something close.
Mike McGlinchey here on 95.7 The Game. You're going to have your hands full. Frank Clark, Chris Jones, Terrell Suggs is now a Kansas City Chief. What are you looking at on tape? What do you see from these guys?
I mean, they're a good football team. They have a lot of talented players all over the board, and that's why they're in the Super Bowl. But we feel as though we have a lot of good players, too, especially up front. We trust our ability just as and I hope they respect our ability as much as anybody else out there. And, you know,